maybe it was a part of me that I pushed away for a long time, like the part of me that is this little joy pollinator that loves to spread joy and love and light. And when it's squashed so long, it's like, don't dream so big, don't do that, play small, play small, play small, that part of me got really small. And so what astrology has done is it helped me to see not only is that available in me, but it's actually a massive superpower. It actually is what creates such beautiful things out in the world.
You dedicated your life. You accumulated the loans and the letters, your saving lines. Time to save your own. You know you're already successful, but you want more. You want your time back. You want financial freedom and the ability to do what you love from anywhere. This is just for you. Come inside the Flip the Prescription podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kylie. We start in 3, 2, 1. We have something special for you today. I mean, every episode is special, but this one, I'm not really sure what to expect. So let me just give you her bio here. Valerie is a joy pollinator, midwife for the soul, astrologer, and a healer. As a master guide, she uses her superpowers of inspiration, truth seeking, and observing energy to guide others toward continuous transformational growth. She is committed to supporting others in their personal awakening. Valerie holds compassionate space for her clients as they dismantle false perceptions and limiting beliefs on their path to return back to the wisdom of their soul. It is a privilege for Valerie to be a witness of their powerful reconnection as a life they truly love begins to unfold. That's just the beginning, y'all. For over 3 decades, Val has worked with national and international companies, as well as thousands of individuals in broadening their relationships with self, health, wealth, and career. Val is the founder of Human Yoga and Music Festival, has created and led over 35 national and international retreats. Jeez Louise. So when I create retreats, I'm going to call you.
Yeah.
Consultant and advisor for both small and large companies, her infectious living large nature encourages people to discover their greatness and authentically enjoy their human experience. So I just have to say, she says living large, but this girl's tiny in frame. Tiny but mighty. All right, Val, welcome on.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be with you. And I appreciate you stretching and being with me today.
Yeah, so tell me, I mean, what are we about to do here? Just tell me.
I know. Well, I mean, we can go anywhere, Kylie, you know, I mean, that's the best part. But one of the things that I brought up to you is, you know, when I met you, I just felt this instant, you know, you could feel your magnetic sense to me and just drawn to you. I mean, and since we've met, just so you know, you've come into my dreams so much with like all these different messages and your guides and everything. I mean, so much. And I'm like, okay, like I feel super connected to this woman. And then I brought up to you, I really want to look at your chart. And so I know that you don't know much about it. And so when you asked me to talk about that, I can give the basics because I don't know how many people are really into astrology, but I can go any direction. What are you curious about?
Tell me, like, explain this chart thing to me. I've heard of this just a little bit. But from my perspective, because I know most of them are, you either really, really know this stuff or else you're kind of just like, I don't really know what that is, but it seems cool. Talk to me from that perspective.
Yeah. Okay. You got it. I love it. So the way that I look at it is astrology has been something that's made sense to me since I was 15. I got my first reading done and it's just, I don't know. They were speaking a language that made sense. And the stars, I always felt more connected to the stars than I did in my own body. And that felt more like home to me. And then, and it also makes sense to me when I think about what happens with the planets, like the moon in itself, you know, when we have full and new moons, what it does to our actual waters, you know, the tides. Also, if you pay attention to people around you, full moon, most hospitals get busier. Most things get, you know, certain things will happen. And then also
can
think
I
about-
comment on that? Because-
Yeah.
So I have a 3-month-old baby. Oops. And I was scheduled to be induced September 1st. That was like the plan because I just know my body. And the hospital was like, well, we'll call you at 6 o'clock in the morning if we have space. It was a full moon that night. And there we had a completely empty hospital the night before I talked to them. By the time morning came, every room was full.
Wow.
And I had to wait until the afternoon to go in and get started. Full moon. And even the nurse was laughing. She's like, This only happens on a full moon.
Yes, exactly. Right. I love that. That's evidence right there, as far as I'm concerned. It's just that this is what happens. It's just an energy, and that's what it is. It's this full energy that's showing up collectively, and we're all experiencing and feeling. And so the way it shakes us is it's very individual. That said, we're all connected, and I won't go down that path too far, but we all feel it. And so essentially, the way that I look at astrology is that it, you know, you're looking at the planets and where they were when you were born. When we look at somebody's personal chart, they were, if you took a snapshot in time of what was occurring astrologically, where the planets was, where Saturn was, where the sun was, where all these things, we take a snapshot in time. That's your natal chart. And that means that you, your personality, your way of being will be affected by these energies, which were occurring at the time of your birth. And they're going to influence you as a human, as an individual. And nobody has exactly the same, because in each moment, everything's constantly different and changing and evolving. And so it's really radical. And so what astrology has done for me, and this is why I love it so much, is that it has helped me. You know, I grew up in an environment that wasn't very, you know, there was a lot of abuse. It wasn't very safe. And I didn't feel safe a lot in life. And so I leaned on parts of me that were really familiar, that I saw success in. Like one of them being, you know, if I'm a good girl, if I do the right thing, if I, you know, take care of everyone first before myself, then I'm going to be safe. And so I started to go through life this way, as well as I have to do things on my own. So I would push and force and make and do things on my own. And I became a really good doer, a really good achiever. But this ongoing voice inside of my head that was constantly like, you're not enough. You're not doing it enough. You're not worthy enough. You're not lovable enough. You're messing something up. You know, all that, that was the loudest voice in my head. And so a lot of my things that I created or did in life were from that unconscious thought. And we're ruled by 95% of our unconscious mind. So even though 5% of me might be conscious of like, no, I'm doing good. And I'm, you know, I'm capable. Like this other part of me was driving the train, you know? So what astrology does for me, the way that I look at it is I look at it very elementally. You have certain planets and energies that represent earth, water, and fire and air. And so we all have these energies in us, right? It's kind of like, you know, we have masculine and feminine energies, but we also have earth, air, water, and fire. Some we have more than others. And an astrological chart will actually tell you this. So it tells you the tonality of somebody, right? So like somebody that has more water or the element of water would be somebody that's emotional, that feels deeply, that's sensitive. Somebody else that has a lot of earth, that they're going to be more stable, structured, organized, meticulous. Somebody with more air is going to be more of a communicator, a networker, speaking. And that somebody that has a little bit more fire might be feisty and an initiator and inspires things. Now, every single one of these energies also has a low road, right? Which we'll talk about that in a minute. But what I started to see is that I had developed the superpowers in me, like ways of being that have really utilized, like, and where I've utilized them toward my success. But there were other parts of me that I didn't breathe any breath into because they weren't nourished. They weren't nurtured. My parents didn't know, people didn't know. And maybe it was a part of me that I pushed away for a long time, like the part of me that is this little joy pollinator that loves to spread joy and love and light. And when it's squashed so long, it's like, don't dream so big. Don't do that. Play small, play small, play small. That part of me got really small. And so what astrology has done is it helped me to see not only is that available in me, but it's actually a massive superpower. It actually is what creates such beautiful things out in the world. And so I get to use astrology to kind of help me to love these parts of me that maybe I shunned or didn't know about. So that's a natal chart, and that's kind of how it goes. So I'll stop there for a minute and check in with you.
It makes sense. I mean, I haven't really dove into it at all, honestly, but you know, you hear Frozen and the Frozen movie where it's like earth, fire, water, wind, and then it's, you know, Elsa. Yeah. So it's cool. So where should we go from here?
Yeah. So the other thing that just a little side note is that you have that natal chart, right? That's a snapshot in time. But then just so you know, in all moments, because we're constantly evolving, the planets are turning, like all these things are occurring, right? Everything's moving. So that means that we're being affected by them constantly. So depending on where certain planets are in our chart, when they're, it's called transiting, when they're passing over, they might affect us a little bit more than others. So you can actually look at an astrological chart and you can use a tool. It's very mathematical. The thing about astrology, it's very mathematical. It's very science-based. And that's what I think is really rad for my left brain. but the woo-woo in me can just accept it. So, but what I love about it is that you can see like where I can go back in time into your personal chart and look at every 7 years, and at these certain 7 years in your life, I can draw out and point to you and say something pivotal happened at this time in your life.
You know, you're talking about this and I'm really curious because Hallie, the three-year-old, was born right after COVID hit, mm-hmm. May of 2020. And I've heard some things about that group of kids where like Hallie hardly talks. Mm-hmm. She's getting a lot better the last month, mm-hmm. But she says very few words. Mm-hmm. So I would just be curious to see if there's a correlation.
When was she born?
May 9th of 2020.
Oh, she's a little Taurus. Yeah. So I don't know. I have to look at her whole chart, but like I can look.
Let's do mine first because I know you're prepared for mine.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, I think it's just so fun. And we'll go into that because you have a Taurus moon. So that's going to be useful. But anyway, just to kind of like wrap this up around you. So I would look at, there's a lot to look at. I mean, I could look at your chart for years, but what I'm just going to go over this, these little things that give you insight. So we have the sun, and that's what most people know. It's the day you were born, right? So we know you're a Virgo, right? And so we look at that, and that's kind of your personality. That's what people see out in the world. Now, it does.
What is a Virgo? I've heard of these things. I've never researched what they are. So tell me the word, and then tell me what they are.
Yes. Okay. So Virgo. Virgo is it's the maiden. It's an earth sign. There are three earth signs. There are 12 astrological signs, and there are three that are earth. And Virgo is the energies of Virgo. So there's always a shadow and a light, a high road and a low road. So what I mean by that is just, you know, you'll see. So Virgo, high road, very refined, can see certain things and really know how to kind of make it the most either efficient or beautiful, or just kind of be able to really line it up to be just right. Okay. Organized, structured, meticulous. The mother energy loves to be of service. And it's a deep, deep calling and a knowing. The low road, or the unintegrated version of Virgo, is going to be nitpicky, judgmental, super controlling, gets really hyper vigilant. And where it's usually coming from is they're really hard on themselves, like really hard. So they sometimes can come out in the world very tight, if you will. So that's the two sides. Any of that resonate?
I would float towards the high road. But I could see instances of like, for example, in undergrad, when I was marching across campus on a mission, you know, I hardly dated. And I had a roommate who said to me one time, she's like, you just always look like you're on the go and you have somewhere to be. So no one's going to stop you and talk and take you out on a date. It's just like, I was always like driven, had to be to the next place on time. And now that's in the past. I mean, I'm definitely driven. There's that balance.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And here's the other thing. And there's much more in your chart that says that. It's literally on your family, your ancestral line. So it's like, this is like the mother energy. And then the thing right next to it. And when they're this close, it really affects it. You have your Mars energy. So it's how you take action. So there's going to be this, you have a plan, you have an action, you're going to take the steps, you're going to do it. And it's a driven thing that you're head down focused. And that's it. Yeah.
Hey, I get it now.
Yeah. Then you have this moon, and your moon always shows us our internal world. Your moon's in Taurus. And that is a really beautiful compliment because the moon is also, it's in an earth sign. So earth and water do very well together. And so the high road of Taurus is going to be slow, steady. It's going to take its time. It's going to enjoy and appreciate the qualities in life. It's going to enjoy the sip of coffee, the chocolate. It's going to enjoy the cozy thing that it's touching on its body. It wants to spend time in nature and with people that are it loves. And it's very important, like loyalty and commitment and working together and stability and all those things are very important. And what it does, because it's our moon, that's what helps us feel safe inside. So I'm curious what comes up for you.
I mean, loyalty is a big thing. I get one of my biggest pet peeves are when people say something that they're going to do and then they don't do it. Mm-hmm. It is probably one of the biggest pet peeves of mine. That's what comes off the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because when you said it's a balance, because what's going to happen is that if there's a part of you that wants to stop and really enjoy the finer things in life, there's this other part of you that wants to drive.
Yeah.
So
speaking of a three-month-old baby today on December 1st, I've hardly taken time.
Exactly.
Like I take, and even last night, it's, 10 o'clock, I got the kids in bed, my husband's in bed asleep. And I'm just like, I'm just going to lay here on the couch and just snuggle with my baby and watch some Hallmark movies. And I did it till 12:30 in the morning.
Yay!
So I try to incorporate that in where another part of me is like so driven that you know what, I need to just sit back and look at what I've done and what I've accomplished and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Not have to keep pressing forward to the next accomplishment and the next goal and the next thing and the next this. Like I need to take a little more time and live in the moment.
Kylie, that's it. And this is the thing. I love that you're seeing this because that pull, that drive in you is going to really sometimes pull. And the more you consciously, and this is the thing about becoming conscious, we choose to evolve. You don't have to be run by that old program anymore. You can use it to its best capacity, but you don't have to let it drive every area because here's the thing. If you allow yourself or when you allow yourself those moments to really enjoy the goodness in life and to take it in and sip it in and be present and be in joy and really like luxury, if you will, of your whatever that means for you individually, you're going to satiate a part of your soul so deeply and you're going to feel so safe. You're only going to continue to rise in the world. And what I mean by that is be a better mother, a lover, a businesswoman, anything. And so that's the interesting paradox where it seems like it's in conflict, but it's actually complementary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I started business, to me, it was all about the business and the business side of things and the patient side of things. And then the more higher up you get in business, the more you realize, wait, it's really the internal work that creates the success that people have. So I've been doing a lot of that too.
Oh my God, it's such a gift. It's the greatest gift that you're offering yourself and everyone else, because then you can really offer yourself out in the world from your authenticity. And that's the woman that I met. This woman had has like, you're so driven and strong, but you have this gorgeous, gorgeous heart that just is so open and receptive. And this is the other piece. The last thing I want to talk about your chart right now, it's called your rising. And this is what your soul is ascending into. And your rising is in Cancer. And Cancer is that like true mother energy. It's the nurturer. It's the one that is like absolutely loyal. She's a hard worker too, but she's all about that family, and everything. And that's what so much of, yes, you're here to do, but also there is an essential piece to make sure that you put mama first, meaning make sure you feel good and are happy, because then you can rise into that more. And that is that, again, that Virgo in you, it's sometimes you gotta just not right now. And if you're learning to do that without the guilt, that's the best thing you can do for yourself. It's beautiful.
Well, that's always hasn't been the case, but more so now. Yeah,
that's all that matters. Right?
Yeah. And I grew up where, I think it's just a cultural thing all around where you put yourself last.
Totally.
Especially as women and moms, and we have to always take care of things. So I decided about a year ago that I was going to go get eyelash extensions. I'd always wanted, well, not always, because I didn't even know they existed, honestly, till I was like 25. But I'm always on video. I'm always on Zoom. It's just like, I need a little bit more, probably way more wear makeup. Like as of right now, I have eyeliner on and a tiny bit of mascara on the bottom lashes. That's it. Hardly wear makeup. So I went and got these lashes done, and it took me probably 6 months to actually pull the trigger, because in my head it was like, wait a second, we have to go back like every 3 weeks and sit in the chair for 2 hours and do absolutely nothing. You know how hard that is for me to do. And then to take time away from the kids and find a babysitter when I have to do it. And then I finally was like, you know what? No, I need to do this for myself because I need to force myself to sit in the chair and do nothing for 2 hours every single 3 weeks. And it's like the one thing I look forward to now, especially with the baby. Okay, I have my appointment on Monday, so I can take a nap on the chair for 2 hours. And it's going to force me to take a nap. And it's really helped me. So when I am in the mood of driven and working, I get so much more done, so much faster. I delegate, the right people come into my world, like all the things. And I think it's just taken off from those little steps of inner work that I've done. And then also, no, I am getting my lashes done and I'm going to make time for this. And I'm going to force myself to do nothing for 2 hours. And let my body chill.
I love that story. I love that story. And it's just this beautiful, like you said, like, you know, sometimes it's that inner struggle and sometimes that there's that internal push pull, but you choosing to make this different choice to get more familiar with something that up until this point had been unfamiliar, but you see the value of it and you have evidence of the value that when you actually do those kind of things, you're in greater flow for things to continue to open up inside of you. And in the end, you create more internal space, you create more internal peace, you're experiencing a higher frequency, you feel more joy as you walk through the world, you're only going to be a better mother, you're only going to be a better lover. Like, it just is such a beautiful thing. And so, like, this is what the courageous path is. It's you actually deciding in that moment, even that you have that physiological, because it's scientifically proven, your body is responding to that thought of, I have to do, your body's going, like adrenaline's pumping through, right? And in that moment, you are actually deciding, you're going, hold on, actually, no. And then what I also love is that then when you're actually sitting in that place and you have space, this is what I love, because we get to bring it into embodiment where we're bringing the body into it, is like, now as I have this space and time, I want to get familiar and comfortable with the feelings of relaxing is. With the feelings of like exhaling, of softening, of allowing, of receiving. And if I get comfortable with those, then when I look at your chart, I go, it's like a teeter totter. So I go, there's going to be times where it's the driven part of you to take action, and then times for her to be relaxed and nurtured. And when you let both, like a seesaw, have their own time, you're going to feel so much more balanced. And that's what you're seeing.
There's probably still more petering towards the driven girl, but it's balancing. It's getting a little better.
Well, sweetie, that's been driving you for so long. Who knows how many lifetimes? I mean, that's the thing. That's why this has got to be this process of like, practicing compassion and being gentle on ourselves. Not, most of us weren't taught that. But in those moments when we have that deeply grooved pattern, that neural pathway inside of us pulling us toward that direction of like, come on, force, force, force. It's almost out of control in that moment. So it is a practice, and it's not perfect. And so that part of us that wants to be perfect, we have to finally go, you know what? Like I did 20%. 20% is better than not at all. So I'm going with that one, you know?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could do a whole lot more.
I know. It's so fun.
How do you, when you're doing this for like large companies, how does that work? You just go in and talk to individuals and sales reps and change people's lives, and then that in turn changes the company?
Pretty much. I mean, the way that when I go into companies, I usually work with like the executive team or something like that, unless I'm doing a speaking event. But so in working with the team, I get to spend a little bit more quality time with them. So we do immersions. So that way I have like real quality time, take them out of their environment because that deeply affects them, work with them and see how they work within. So I get to kind of watch them and witness them and see how they work as far as the way they communicate with one another, as far as people being in the right positions and so on and so forth. But then individually, we also do coaching together. And so that way we're sifting through, because it's all related, right? So if you're having one area in your career, it's probably coming up in other areas. So you can weave in everything. So no matter what we're talking about, it's all applicable. And so in their sessions, what they do is they start becoming aware of certain patterns or ways of being or things that are inside of them that they weren't aware of, because we all have blind spots. Right. And so I get to, because I just watch patterns and I can kind of see when they're static, like something's off, and I just kind of point them in that direction. I ask them some questions, and then they know what they need. It's just that the old noise got in the way. And so I just kind of help them hear their own intuitive GPS to guide them back onto their alignment. And so when you're doing that as a collective, as a group, the power, because all of a sudden people are speaking the same language. People are having a deeper level of respect for themselves, therefore one another, and they're living in a more conscious behavior way. So that way we're all moving toward a certain mission or purpose with now more similar values. And that starts to change the whole frequency. So that's kind of how I do it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I loved it. I'm sure we could keep going for a long time.
Yeah.
And do multiple sessions and then even like on my kids and
curious
to see what my husband's is, because I could almost imagine he doesn't allow himself to have downtime, because in his mind it's I'm not being productive if I don't have the downtime.
Yeah. So, knowing these with your partner and your kids, highly beneficial. It's just a huge game changer, because you start to understand, but there's a little bit more grace, but there's also the opportunity to learn a new muscle that maybe they haven't used because, again, they were operating from a wound. So you get to now support one another because you're speaking the same language. It just brings you more on the same frequency. You know what I mean?
Where do we go to learn more about you?
Oh, you can check me out at connectwithval.com or cwval.com. And I'm just kind of rebirthing myself after taking some time off. And so I have a lot of things that I'm creating right now, and I'm super excited. And some of them are like, one is a mastermind. One is I'm working with another 6-month course that I'm creating, working with young adults from 23 to 31 on conscious adulting. Another one, I'll actually be using Shamina Taylor's book and be doing a mastermind on the book, which is really fun. And then I work with a lot of sage, or healers, like people that are really out in the world doing some big work, but they also need support too. So those kind of things, and you can find some of that information, but other than that, I'm kind of dipping back in the world of social media. So we'll see what's going
on. So connectwithval.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Val.
So much. So fun.
Opportunities, opportunities, opportunities. They're everywhere around you. In fact, we have our very next opportunity. If you've ever wished somebody would just take functional medicine and make it easy, give you a step-by-step process for any client who comes seeking for your help, and to figure out that process with the blood work they already have, well, come join us. I have a brand new one-day event called Functional Medicine Made Easy. We are live on April 19th. So come join us live or grab access to the replay at drkylieburton.com/FM. That's happening this month. So come get your detailed step-by-step how to treat a patient in the functional medicine world and make functional medicine complication and parts of it very, very simple in a step-by-step process. Again, that's Functional Medicine Made Easy, our one-day event happening April 19th. Go to drkylieburton.com/FM to learn more. Now, these podcasts in this month are sponsored by two of my very favorite people to work with, Starwalker Organic Farms and VirtualClinic.md. Starwalker Organic Farms is a third-generation family-run farm deeply committed to producing the highest quality organic beef, pork, and artisanal jerky. With a strong belief in the power of regenerative farming, they aim to produce not only richer, more nutritious products, but also to nurture the land for generations to come. Their dedication to organic and humane practices means every cut of meat supports wellness, the environment, and the well-being of our animals. And the best part is they ship nationwide, bringing the Starwalker difference directly to your door. Elevate your health with sustainably sourced meats. Visit them at starwalkerorganicfarms.com to discover more. If you've ever wondered about where is the place to order labs, whether it be functional medicine labs or regular blood work, VirtualClinic.md has you covered. As long as you run a health business and you have some type of certification or licensure, you can order labs. So create your account and start ordering them today. Tell them I sent you. VirtualClinic.md. See you next time.